What happens if you have a family member who's so mentally ill that you think they pose a danger to themselves or others? Mental health laws make it hard to get that person help if they don't want it. That's why a couple of years ago, the Washington legislature passed Joel's Law. It allows families to petition a judge to involuntarily commit someone, but it's still a hard case to win. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins introduces us to a family who discovered that firsthand.
I met Denise Vermillion totally by chance at the Thurston County Courthouse.
I have a loved one who's having some mental issues, and we're trying to get some help for him, and it's been very difficult.
Vermillion was talking about her stepson from a previous marriage. His behavior over the last month had resulted in several 911 calls from neighbors. Vermillion had gotten the log sheets from the sheriff's office.
There appears to be 8 separate calls to 911 regarding different behaviors, disturbances, erratic driving.
It wasn't just neighbors who had seen concerning behavior, so had the family. Vermillion told me what happened when she tried to bring her stepson a cake on his birthday.
You know, he didn't want anything. He didn't want to take the cake. He didn't want to take the cards. And I'm like, you're going to take these. I brought them. It's your birthday. And he's screaming at me, yelling at me. I better stop saying that or else.
The day after that encounter, a neighbor called 911 to report that he was driving recklessly in their cul-de-sac. The sheriff's deputy who responded wrote in her report that he told her he was, quote, never born, and that he is a vampire and a werewolf. That was enough for the deputy to take him to the emergency room. There, a designated mental health professional evaluated him, but determined that he didn't meet the criteria for an involuntary civil commitment.
Civil commitment is the most invasive thing we can do to a person.
This is Ian Harrell, who runs the behavioral health resources in Olympia. It was his staff member who evaluated Vermillion's stepson and didn't detain him. Harrell would not speak to the specific case, but he says the bar is high for involuntarily committing someone. The person must pose a threat to themselves or others or be gravely disabled. And there's a reason for this.
To take someone off the street, to force medications and to lock them up because they're having symptoms of a mental illness, though as a family member I might want that, as a client I absolutely would never want the state to infringe on my civil rights. And so there's a civil rights balance there.
That tension is what brought about Joel's Law. It's named after a young man who was killed by the police. The law gives families the right to ask a judge to detain someone for a 72-hour evaluation. Now, Denise Vermillion was trying to use that law to get the courts to intervene with her stepson.
We're just concerned that he's going to hurt himself or hurt someone else.
But since the law took effect in 2015, it hasn't resulted in a lot of satisfaction for families. In fact, judges have only sided with families about 13% of the time. So what would happen in the case of Vermillion's stepson? After she submitted her petition, a judge scheduled a hearing for the following day. I met Vermillion at the courthouse as she arrived with her 2 daughters. What are you guys thinking as you walk into court for this hearing?
Just hoping that they actually give him the help he needs instead of blowing it off.
This is her daughter, Ashley.
Because it's obviously a serious need.
The court hearing was closed to the public. It lasted about 20 minutes. When Vermillion and her daughters walked out of the courtroom, I could tell they were not happy.
What happened in there?
So, basically, the judge denied it because nobody's had contact with him since he was released.
Ashley explained that the judge was sympathetic, but sided with the designated mental health professional because he was the last person to see her brother. Her mom was not surprised by the outcome.
I think Joe's Laws has good intentions, but I think the criteria is a little much.
The judge did tell them if things got worse, they could file another Joel's Law petition, but as the family left the courthouse, they wondered if by then it would be too late. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.